I'm close to the Taj Hotel. I've been close throughout the morning and afternoon. While the situation at the Trident appears to be at an end at the Taj, there have been gun battles all throughout the morning and into the middle and late afternoon. There still believed to be terrorists inside with hostages. The hotel is still ringed by troops and Indian Special Forces. And the best we can tell is that there are gun battles and explosions still happening inside.
Can you tell anything about the nature of the operation? Are they going from room to room, the commandos, or what?
What they're doing at the moment is it appears there's one or two terrorists still inside the Taj. So there's a parallel operation. One is battling those terrorists and trying to either capture or kill them, to be blunt about it. That's the aim of the Indian authorities. The other is going room to room, making sure that all remaining guests are recovered, be they alive, dead, or injured, and to make sure that there are no terrorists who may have slipped away or be hiding in rooms.
Can you say whether the state of the hotel is? Is it still on fire, or what sort of things are happening?
I mean, I was here on Sunday as a tourist, and it is a beautiful hotel. On Sunday, the side of it was almost had golden water droplets of light on the side of it, and there were gilded silver carriages. Last night and today, there are special forces and troops. There's more gunfire happening now, by the way. Military vehicles. It's an utter transformation. The situation of the hotel is that there are troops all around it. The Taj is in two parts. There's a new part and an old part. We believe that the activity is centered in the old part. That's where the terrorists are. A medic has told us that there were bodies inside, unrecovered. So there's more firing continuing as we speak, which is about at least a tenth exchange of fire since this morning. One senior Indian official has said up to 50 bodies may have been recovered inside the Taj. It should stress there's no independent confirmation of that. The best guess is that if there are hostages still being held, the numbers are low, and the best guess is that if there are terrorists inside, which there evidently there are one or two of them.
I'm in a hospital in Bombay. Now, what had happened before we came here was that we had been caught in chaos, where cars were reversing along down the street, were running with the crowd. We got pushed into a side alley, and soldiers rolled past us. The police came. There was a few shots fired. People came out with their hands up. Police came and told us, look, this is a false alarm, you know, don't worry about it. So we continued to another hospital, and while we were sort of talking, there was a flurry of commotion. And below us, we saw three bodies being brought in, and the doctor said this is from the firing incident that just happened. Those three bodies were of two schoolgirls and an unidentified man. It looks as if there has been another incident in Bombay where a fedayeen has shot dead two schoolchildren and a man.
Whereabouts do you think it would have happened?
This happened behind the police commissioner's office, near to VT station and the Crawford Market.
Anything else you can tell us about the kind of casualties they're dealing with in the hospital?
One of the things that we had not heard until now was that many of the people who were shot by militants on Wednesday night, if they weren't dead, they were carotid with a knife. So the militants would kind of shoot you, come up, see if you're breathing, grab your head and slit your throat.